top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovation shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 5577074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA00214, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Why?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Wall Street, stocks slumped badly after a Federal Reserve official raised the possibility of delivering none of the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street had been banking on if inflation worsens. Speaking on the phone, President Biden has told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. This comes days after Israeli airstrikes killed 7 food aid workers in Gaza. A major storm bringing heavy, wet snow and strong winds to New England. More than 500,000 utility customers without power on Thursday. The Dow was down 530 points. The NASDAQ lost 228. The S&P 500 dropped 64. This is SRN News.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
He ordered like 2 sausage, egg, and cheese croissants and
sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8, and he actually thought it was, he was like, my order can't be right. It came up to, it should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on, and like it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud, and I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money. The whole time I was just like, well, if you're going to do it. Like, you, I'm not about to run. You don't scare me or anything like that. Just do what you got to do. And he just was, kept blurting out racial slurs. Like, what if he did shoot me and kill me? And, you know, I have 10 kids. I can't, I'd have been leaving all my kids, like everything. That's just, I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Century began. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
And David Blackman joining us. We're off to a great start when we have a guy who pulls a gun on a fast food worker because he wasn't asked to pay more. This is how lunatic the world is getting. David, how are you today?
I'm great. I have to admit, that wasn't me.
Wow, Dow took a big dump today, and I'm seeing oil rises after Israel puts embassies worldwide on alert for possible Iranian attack. What the hell's going on with that?
Yeah, well, you know, that CIA meeting and warning actually was delivered to the White House on Monday, and the Drudge Report is linking to it as if it just happened today. Today is Thursday. That happened on Monday. Who is running the Drudge Report?
Yeah.
I don't know. The guy that was running it used to be at least fair, if nothing else.
Yes.
I don't think he puts a single headline on that thing himself. I don't believe he's changed that much.
And so on Monday, the CIA warned that Iran might attack Israel within 48 hours. Well, it's 72 hours later, and the Drudge Report has it as its main headline on its landing page.
Fears of World War III.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. It's just that is the most salacious. Yeah, you're right. I mean, Matt Drudge for a long time was very fair, and if he had something as the main story on his landing page, it was a big story, and it was current, and it was real. And now half the time you look at that site, the lead story is not even a real story sometimes. It's just whoever's running, it's like they have interns that are, you know, freshmen at some junior college running the website now.
Yeah, it sure seems to be that way. Shock poll, Biden jumps to 10-point lead in Pennsylvania. Are the people in Pennsylvania really that stupid?
No. I haven't ever even heard of that pollster. I don't know the name of it, and I can't remember what it is right now, but was not familiar to me at all. If it's not familiar to me, you know, I obsess about polls. So I don't know who that is.
We have an abridged amount of time this afternoon, David, so we're going to get right to the topics that we discussed. And something that's been a recurring thing is EVs. Nobody wants them, but the government keeps telling us we've got to buy them, that the truckers are going to have to become electric vehicles, and on and on and on. What happened with Ford today?
Oh, my gosh. Ford is, wow. So, you know, we talked the other day about the pictures of the big F-150 Lightning graveyard at the Michigan Speedway. Mm-hmm. Today, Ford announced that they are shuttering several of their EV manufacturing plants and battery plants in the U.S. and in Canada, and for what they're calling a retooling. And they also at the same time announced they're not going to be putting out any new EV models. They had planned to introduce a new SUV, pure EV SUV, and a new smaller pickup than the F-150 electric vehicle this year. And now they have indefinitely postponed that. And instead, what are they going to do? They're going to copy Toyota and start making hybrids. And they're going to introduce new hybrid models across their whole line. So they're going to have a hybrid model of most of their current gas models to give consumers a choice that makes sense. Okay, hybrids are a sensible option.
Ironically, I owned a Ford Fusion Hybrid, two of them.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah. And they make all kinds of sense. That you don't have to sit for hours, you know, or search for hours trying to find a charger that's working and sit there and wait for the battery to recharge. The battery recharges when the gas engine kicks on, right? And that's what recharges your battery. Your battery's going to get you about 50 miles on a single charge. Well, for me, that would be all of my in-town driving for a week.
Right.
Okay. I mean, literally, we almost never put more than 50 miles on our car in a week. So, it's a very sensible option that will save a lot of gasoline, cut emissions dramatically. And it's what we ought to be focusing on at every automaker, except for Tesla, because Tesla's too far down the road on pure battery cars. And it has such a big head start, it's just continuing to crowd these other startups like Rivian and Fisker out of the market. So it makes all kinds of sense. I expect before a couple more months, we'll see General Motors announce a similar move.
Well, I can understand, since I own one and I liked it. It was more expensive than the regular Fusion, of course. But
now, Greg, in the current model year, the hybrids on average are essentially the same price as a regular gas model car now.
Well, they are.
There are exceptions to that, obviously, but on average, you're not paying a big premium for a hybrid anymore, so they're making more and more sense.
I know that the first Fusion I had, I ran a test on it to see how far I could go in a tank, 14-gallon tank, and I made it all the way from Southern Alabama to Boca Raton, Florida, 460 miles, and I still had enough gas left over, you know, to get off I-95 and refill it.
Wow.
So it was a very good performer in that regard. But like you say, it's recharging itself.
Yeah.
When I go to visit my daughter in New Orleans, I have no idea where, anyway, along that stretch down I-65 into Lower Alabama, into the Florida Peninsula, into Mississippi, where you charge an electric car. I don't see any signage. I don't see anything says, if you're driving an EV, pull off here. Nothing.
Yeah, it's surprising to me. I haven't noticed any signage in Texas either. As you're driving down the freeways, the highways, any signs telling you there are start charging stations in this city at this exit here. You know, all the Buc-ee's have put in EV charging stations now. So, I mean, if you're an EV owner, you probably know that.
Yeah.
But you would think that the states that are offering, I mean, Texas doesn't offer subsidies to EV buyers, but many states do. I mean, you would think that they would have signage up telling you where to go get your car charged.
I think those signs should read as follows. Hey, stupid, you with the EV, you can charge at this next exit. I'm being mean. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. There's no reason, no excuse for me to be. Oh, our friend Randall is on the line. We have lots yet to discuss. We have a slightly shorter segment today till 4:50. Randall.
Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Davis.
Hey, Randall.
And the reason ain't no sign is because it's built into the car. Like, it tells you. And when you map out a trip, you have to think ahead about this stuff. And the funny part about it is, they never in the good places. Like I mean, not good places like in safe. I'm just saying, like, I actually got Uber back from Atlanta to my, and my car was in Wetumpka. But Wetumpka's still Montgomery, but on 231. And we only made it to East Chase. We had to stop at East Chase and charge for 48 minutes because we were like 15 minutes from our car, but we couldn't make it because he couldn't make it back to the charging station.
My gosh.
And you can't part way charge them. You have to charge them all the way. You want to run them all the way down past, or the one he had at that time, past 30%, and then you got to charge it all the way to 100 because it'll lose memory. The battery will lose memory and won't, instead of 100%, it'll only have 90 next time. You know, it somehow didn't get, your battery don't last as long if you don't pull the charger. So he couldn't leave. So that's the reason we had to stay the whole time. But anyway, that's the reason. It's on the computer thing, though, Mr. Gray, like on a big old screen right on his dash. It's like
right on your nav system. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's all built in that electronic stuff. And Mr. Gray, Joy, today, they just put out this one y'all talking about this lady. So they just put out a news article that they bring a bunch of money to Montgomery. And actually, the transportation director for Biden came to Montgomery yesterday.
Boot plug was here.
Yes, sir. And he showed him around, and they about to invest $30 million on the west side for electric vehicles and sidewalks and smart city stuff.
That is
the west side, man. That's the EV capital of Montgomery, for crying out loud. That's where the worst areas of town are. It makes perfect sense to ask people that can afford EVs to drive over to the west side to charge them. Randall, thank you for that information, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Just that, I mean, that's the way it works. Yeah. Our mayor is
One point Randall made there about having to charge the battery all the way up or it starts to lose capacity.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, when we first started using cell phones, the batteries would do that. You had the same issue with the lithium ion batteries that were being used for cell phones at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was 25 years ago. And they have fixed that issue with the latest, the last six or seven generations of iPhones and Samsungs. You don't have that issue with a cell phone anymore. And yet, in electric vehicles, we've spent trillions of dollars subsidizing this stupid industry. And you still have this primitive battery technology. And every 6 months or so, there's a new article about yet another new miracle battery that's going to come out and solve all the problems for electric vehicles. And then within a few weeks, you don't hear about them anymore because they're not going to work. And it's just amazing to me that our government, well, it's not amazing because these people are idiots.
Yes.
But, that we have elected people who are so stupid and ridiculous that they are wasting our money on this stuff. It's just unbelievable.
We're talking about Elf on a Shelf. That would be Pete Buttigieg, by the way. The resemblance is uncanny. There he is. Get him off my television. I can't stand the sight of that guy. Get him off. He's being mocked for some stupid comment he made about TVs.
Yeah, that's every day.
But, yeah, we'll have to look that up in a moment. When we come back, David, we want to talk about oil prices going up. And a few other calamities. And one of our 57 states has outlawed chemtrails. Find out who and why when we come back with the man we explore the idiocracy with every week on Monday and Thursday, David Blackman. Please give your blog address so people can look you up and support you.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com for energy and blackman.substack.com for politics. Whoops, that's backwards. I got it backwards. Anyway, let's go ahead.
You. I didn't want to do that. I'm too polite for my own good. We'll get it right, and we've got till 4:50 to do it. Right now, back to the traffic dungeon. Skipper, what is the latest you have?
Well, we had an accident earlier on East Boulevard. If you're crossing the I-85 overpass over to the Sam's Club entrance, they have removed the accident. Two lanes are open, but they still have a vehicle they're waiting on a wrecker to come get that is in the turn lane for the Sam's Club. You know, there are two turn lanes there. The leftmost turn lane is blocked. Watch out for that. We also have an accident East Boulevard at Shirley Lane. And by the way, they got into a fist fight after they wrecked there. Please use caution while they're working that one. A couple other minor accidents, but those are out of the way. Very busy everywhere in Montgomery right now. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Trenum State will host on-campus registration April 17th at Patterson Campus, April 18th at the Trenum Campus, both days 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Staff will be on hand to assist you. Enroll at Trenum State. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When I'm walking in the door, the biggest fish in the room, I'm saying, hey, I'm Tootle Boy, let's take a picture. Because with business, it's your association.
Shadrick Tootle runs Tootle Boy Sports. He is, perhaps, the most charismatic person I've ever met, and I talk to him about how he uses that charisma to grow his business. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures are locked in for now. Clear, cold again tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sunshine. Upper 30s again on Friday night. That's way below normal for April. It'll be warmer on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Sunshine. And then the risk of showers holding off until Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota, and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby!
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, Alex, we have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo! Not about the greatest show, but it sure is a hell of a lot better when David Blackman's on with us. That much I can guarantee you. David sidekicking with us today, the man with the 10-gallon brain from somewhere in Texas, blogger extraordinaire, energy expert. And on that note, David, the stock market plotched today, for lack of a better term.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
And oil seemed to have something to do with that. Did it, or am I misreading that?
Well, I mean, I think they were both responding to the same stimulus, which is that mainly that the Fed's not going to be cutting interest rates this year because inflation's coming back. And, you know, it's kind of a self-feeding thing with the oil price. Inflation's coming back in some part because oil prices are going up. Oil prices have been going up because the crisis in the Middle East keeps getting worse and worse. And the CIA warning about Iran attacking Israel is one aspect of that. So, you know, and plus U.S. oil production appears to have leveled off now. It is not increasing month to month, according to the Energy Information Administration. And so that means oil supplies are getting tighter on the global market, and that's why we keep seeing oil prices go up on a daily basis. They went up $1.25 today. And then the other thing that's driving oil prices up is the dollar is weakening because of inflation. And so we're...
Of course.
It's just this vicious cycle that we're in right now because of the policies of this White House. And, you know, boy, the rest of this year is going to be tough, folks.
And yet the pollsters, for every reason there is, and there are dozens, if not hundreds, of reasons to never put another Democrat in the White House, the polling says this is really tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe
I saw the guy that runs the Trafalgar Group on a podcast yesterday. With Megyn Kelly, actually, and he was talking about his view of the fact that one of the reasons we saw, you know, all these media-affiliated polls that are less credible suddenly showing Trump with a bigger-than-expected edge, especially in the battleground states there for a few months,
yeah,
was because they were trying, the Democrats were internally trying to convince Joe Biden to bow out of the race now. But then he gave a State of the Union speech, and people started feeling a little bit relieved about him. And suddenly, now we're seeing all these polls tightening up. And what's his name, man, that runs the Trafalgar Group? He's just a great, great pollster. Anyway, he believes that most of that is fraudulent, that Trump's lead, his data shows Trump's lead has been very steady throughout this whole period of time. It hasn't changed. Rich Barris, who I know Mark Gruber likes a lot,
right,
has essentially been saying exactly the same thing. Those two are the two most credible pollsters out there. And they're telling us that this race has been static for 3 or 4 months now. And so I just think that's where we're seeing an awful lot of noise now in the polling sector, because now they're trying to do the opposite. They're, now that they believe Biden's going to be in it and be the Democrat candidate, that they've got to prop him up and make him appear to be hyper-competitive with Trump. But, you know, he's really not. I don't think he really is right now. Now, that could change. But right now, I think Trump has a pretty significant lead.
It looks like Republicans, with the change in leadership of the RNC, are being more aggressive on trying to keep this thing fair. I hope I continue to see more of that.
Yeah, I saw Mike Watley on Fox Business this morning, actually, talking about that and the things they're doing to beef up their efforts to police the vote counting, and particularly in the battleground states.
And what do we know more than anything, David? we know that if Trump pulls it off, it's going to be a rigged election. And we'll have...
Oh, sure.
They will try and stop the validation process on January 6th. God knows they'll have no trouble having riots all over the country. And I hear that from so many people who, even those who are confident Donald Trump will win this and help get this country back in the right direction, that we're going to pay a terrible price no matter what.
Yeah, and I've detailed that several times. You know, the last time the Democrats, the losing Democrat, actually conceded a presidential election without calling it illegitimate and challenging the electoral vote count and the congressional certification was in 1984 when Ronald Reagan slaughtered Walter Mondale so badly that they couldn't pretend otherwise. Prior to that, the previous time was 1956. Even when Nixon beat McGovern by a landslide that was comparable to Reagan's landslide.
Yeah, it was. 49 states.
They challenged it. They challenged the legitimacy of the election. Democrats never concede. In this century, the losing Democrat has never conceded an election in this century.
But when we do it, when we challenge something, we're anarchists.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So it goes without saying they're going to challenge it, and that's what I worry about more than anything else with all these retiring Republicans. We have two more sitting Republicans in the House resign their seats prior to Election Day. That's going to put the Democrats in control of the House of Representatives. And if the Democrats are in control, if Trump wins the Electoral College, they will refuse to certify it and force Civil War conditions in this country.
They will. If they do that...
Mark my words on that. They will do that. And I'm afraid that's the plan. I'm afraid that these rhino Republicans are coordinating with them on that plan.
Bunch of bedwetters. Yeah, they have no guts, no courage.
Yeah.
Stand up. Before we take the break, one of the things that as we got acquainted in the years we've been working together now, which is pretty fantastic, David.
5 years.
You mentioned that you were a believer in chemtrails, which I have been studying and also believe, and not many people were even willing to discuss the issue, and now Tennessee is outlawing chemtrails.
Yes.
Well, you can't outlaw something that doesn't exist, right?
Well, it does exist, and you and I know it exists, and most people who look up at the sky every once in a while can see it exists. You know, these are not normal contrails that we see in the sky crisscrossing, creating these checkerboard patterns in parts of the country every day now. And they're back in the DFW area after a 2 to 3 year absence. I didn't see any for 2 or 3 years. And now suddenly, starting back in November, they're back almost every day.
We see.
So the Tennessee legislature passed the bill making them illegal. I don't know how they're going to enforce it.
And they're tampering with the weather with those things. I'm convinced they're trying to artificially raise the temperature. I see them to the southwest of our city on a cloudless day. There's always this one area that seems, wow, look at that. A vapor trail is air and water. It should evaporate at a normal pace as the plane continues on its path. These linger and they flatten out. It's particulate matter. Whatever it's supposed to be doing, probably had COVID in it 4 years ago. Who knows? Not normal. Not normal at all. So when somebody like David Blackman, and it's really something that sounds, well, I posted something on Facebook recently. Conspiracy theories are like spoiler alerts because they turn out to be true so often. Boy, you know, when I can sound that intelligent, I should go to the break next and take advantage and let that linger like a chemtrail. We do have to take a break here. We have one more segment with David Blackman. We got lots to talk about, including the disappearance of DEI at a location not far from David, as a matter of fact. Right now at 4:34, off to the traffic dungeon we go. 1819 News is next in Rich's forecast.
Well, we had some minor accidents. One that is still showing as active is going to be East Boulevard at Shirley Lane. Had a fist fight there, too, after that one. Hopefully, they've about got that one taken care of. Traffic's moving well all over the city, but we're very busy. I-65 and 85 loaded up as normal for this time of day. The boulevards are really busy this afternoon, and the Blue Angels are flying around, so please don't watch the planes. Keep your eyes on the road. can go to the air show and see them coming up this weekend. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Larry Live Oaks, make sure that you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
An Alabama House committee has advanced a bill that takes on the controversies that erupted in the past 2 years in public libraries here in the state. The bill would prohibit sexual or gender-oriented materials that exposes a minor to lewd or obscene concepts from being placed, presented, or performed in public places without parental consent. This bill not only addresses the controversy over certain books within children's sections in public libraries, but also the public drag show issue. State lawmaker Arnold Mooney made a point of detailing out what the bill does not do during a committee hearing that was held this week. Mooney says that the bill does not infringe upon the rights of an adult to engage in sexual or gender-related speech or activities in public places, just so long as a minor is not present and the activity does not fit the definition of obscenity as determined by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A hearing was held in Baldwin County for a man recently captured by U.S. Marshals for an Easter Sunday fatal shooting. 23-year-old Kanan Gurley was before a judge on Wednesday, where the judge set bond for Gurley at $500,000. Should Gurley be able to post bond, he will be required to be on house arrest and wear a GPS ankle monitor. Prosecutors presented the judge with the criminal history of Gurley that involves burglary, grand theft auto, drug charges, and most recently, the murder of Matthews Bonnell Jr. in Daphne. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Diesel Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures are locked in for now. Clear, cold again tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sunshine. Upper 30s again on Friday night. That's way below normal for April. It'll be warmer on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Sunshine. And then the risk of showers holding off until Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
And
KSE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
KSE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your KSE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Solar eclipse is coming, I sued the government, and I gotta see it for my religion. I'm stuck in eclipse prison, cause of bad things I done.
Exploring the Idiocracy with David Blackman, and it's true, David, that New York State prisoners have sued the government because they're being denied their constitutional right to see the solar eclipse on Monday. And no doubt, they'll probably prevail. Nothing surprises me anymore. By the way, the forecast for your area, you're going to be able to see this thing? You'll get the darkness. You're in totality, but...
Yeah, I mean, right now, the forecast is for that evening to have thunderstorms come through, but supposedly, at least this far out, it looks like we're going to have a fairly clear, partly cloudy day for it.
David Blackman
supposed to come by here around 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
David Blackman is our guest, live from Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain. I think I saw this not long after we talked on Monday, that the University of Texas is firing 60 diversity, equity, and inclusion officers.
Yes, yes, sir, including a bunch of professors and administrators, and it just does my heart so much good to see that happening.
Me
too. These people are evil Maoists who have been brainwashing children. The university management was trying to find a way to keep some of them on staff and just reassign them. But fortunately, powerful people in the Texas government said, well, you go ahead and do that, but just be ready for a funding fight next session if you do.
Wow.
And so they decided to bite the bullet and can all 60 of them en masse. And the woke idiots are going crazy, of course, which is great. That does my heart a lot of good, too.
By the way, did you get a chance to read the magazine column I sent? It's just out yesterday's, man.
I haven't seen it. Did you send it to me?
I sent the PDF through Facebook Messenger, so I'll...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'll read it tonight. I didn't see it.
I'm working on another one called The Great American Inclusion, which is pretty much, you want to operate business, you got to meet these inclusion standards, and it should be organic, and we all know that, but I'm going to have a rant about it anyway, because that's my privilege.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for inclusion, to be honest with you, and diversity and hiring, and, that's all great. It's the brainwashing that happens in these DEI programs. It is communism in action. It is taken directly from Chairman Mao's playbook, and we all know it. And, that's what the problem is. This is an un-American activity on our college campuses and in many of our corporations.
There it is. There is the Boom magazine to which you're referring. And you can find it online, friends. And I have a lot of friends that are your friends, and your friends are my friends, and they're always welcome, David, at riverregionboom.com if you'd like to take a look at that. We are proud boomers. We're happy, and we know it. The Marjorie Taylor Greene has larger cojones than any male currently serving in Congress.
Yeah, she does.
I often apply, and they love her in her district. That wasn't even a close call. She's got about 75-80% support there because they know what's going on. But is Speaker Johnson being blackmailed on Ukraine, and what do they have on him they could blackmail him with? I'm wondering.
Well, that was interesting to me, and I'm going to post a transcript of the interview that Tucker Carlson did with MTG on my blog in the morning. I'm just trying to finish it up this afternoon. I think it's an interview everyone should take a look at. And he asked that question of her because some of what we're seeing from the speaker seems pretty inexplicable and very inconsistent with the promises he made when he got that job. I mean, I'm not really there yet in terms of trying to you know, dump him and change speakers again. But the machinations he's going through right now on this Ukraine funding bill, not letting people see what's in the bill, hiding the language from even his, you know, the Republicans in the House. Nobody has seen it except for him, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, and what's the nitwit that's the minority leader in the House for the Democrats. That dimwit. So those four people are the only ones who've seen the bill other than their staffers. And, you know, that's not right. That's not right. This is a practice that the Republicans promised to end.
Yes.
And Speaker Johnson promised to end. McCarthy did end it, by the way. Kevin McCarthy, as mediocre as he was, did end that practice. And Johnson said he would continue that, and he's not continuing that. And so in the interview, Carlson asked her that question, and they have an interesting discussion about it. I think everyone should read or watch the interview. You can watch it on Twitter. I have a lot of subscribers who aren't on Twitter, so I do these transcripts as part of what I do there. And it's a long one. It's a 23-minute interview, so it takes a while.
You do an amazing job with that, by the way. We have breaking Idiocracy news, David, out of the ever-reliable city of Seattle, which is in a perpetual state of idiocy.
Oh, God.
They are closing all of their gifted schools in the name of equity. Why the citizens in that place put up with it is beyond me. They've driven off so many businesses. And
why would anybody who cares about their children stay in that city? If they have children who are gifted and talented, have the ability to learn at a higher level, why would you stay in those public schools in that city?
Now they're not going to have a choice. Schools for the gifted and what's the other word? You just used it.
Gifted and talented, yeah. I mean,
yeah. There's just, in the name of equity, we're going to pretend you are not gifted. You're no better than anybody else, and we're going to throw you into the swimming pool here with the rest of the.
Yeah, I have a granddaughter, and I'm not just boasting. I mean, I haven't had anything to do with it, but she's very smart, good athlete, really talented artist, and she's interested in doing everything. She, you know, she's a straight-A student. She is bored stiff with, you know, how little they're teaching her. And, you know, she is in all the honors classes, and there are magnet schools in the town where we live. And, you know, if they shut down those magnet schools, I know my daughter and her husband would immediately leave, you know, and move to a different city.
Got to do what's best for the child.
Yeah, you have to. And, you know, I just, it's so sad what we're doing to our children in this society now. And, you know, under this false notion of equity, this is a communist program.
It's horrendous.
To dumb down the population to the lowest common denominator.
David, we have a call from Penny. Let's take that real quick at 5:04:48. Hey, Penny, good morning. Afternoon,
hey guys.
Whatever it is.
Hey. Hey, Rosie. Just quick question. This $37 million that we supposedly got for the West Side, do we think that could possibly be some fraud money to try to do something with the election?
Oh, I would never suspect that.
Perish the thought.
Yeah. Who knows? All I know is, think about it. Everybody knows the West Side is our poor district.
Yes.
I'm doubting, short of the number of hoopties and cars that you see in that area, very few own an actual electric vehicle. So that's the perfect place to put the charging stations, right? They're putting smart bus benches out there. For what? Why do we need a smart bus bench? But this is all courtesy, I'm sure, of Pete Buttigieg and his brilliance.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
They're just burning some more cash.
That's what they have time to do, apparently.
It just grows on trees.
Thank you, Penny. And David, we'll wrap up with this. They've announced it's going to take 5 years to rebuild the Key Bridge in Baltimore. longer, as you point out, than it took to build the Transcontinental Railroad.
That's right. The Transcontinental Railroad was built in 3 years, completed, cradle to grave. I believe it's going to take significantly longer than 5 years to rebuild that. I bet the environmental permitting process takes 3 years minimum.
Well, look at high speed rail in California. $30 billion to have a train from San Francisco to L.A.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago. They have spent hundreds of billions, and they've got maybe a fraction of the track complete and ready for this.
Yeah, they've got about 85 miles, I think, in the Central Valley built, and that may be all that ever gets built, really.
David Blackman, it's never enough time to visit with you. We so enjoy it. Please give your blog address so people can look you up and catch up to some of your brilliance over the weekend ahead.
All right, I'll get it right this time. It's davidblackman.substack.com for politics and blackman.substack for energy.
My friend, it is such a pleasure. We'll see you after the eclipse on Monday.
Absolutely, man. It's going to be wonderful.
You take care. All right, we do have a guest who's going to join us in a minute. We have to take a look at the roads, and we'll get the Wall Street Business Report.
We had a very active early part of the afternoon with accidents all over. Right now, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic. Very busy around the boulevards and very busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A few minor accidents, but nothing really affecting traffic flow. We're busy in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated if any accidents come your way to slow you down. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
I'm John Scott. Stock slumped after a Federal Reserve official raised the possibility of delivering none of the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street had been banking on. That's if inflation worsens. The S&P 500 dropped 1% for its worst day since February. It erased an earlier gain of nearly 1% that had brought it to the cusp of its record. Markets were already unsettled before Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari expressed concern about inflation. The Dow was down 530 points to close at 38,596. The Nasdaq lost 228 to 16,049. The S&P 500 dropped 64 points to 5147. New York oil rose $1.16 to $86.59 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
One of our favorites, and he comes into the room bringing me temptation, Rosie, help!
Yeah.
Hide this stuff! David Little from Tucker Pecan, welcome to the studio. Good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back. I tell you, I look forward to coming in because, you know, we've got... I've been all over the radio. We've moved.
Yes.
And, you know, I called my sales rep. I said, the most loyal fan base that I know of is your fan base. They come into the store and they tell me, hey, I heard you on Greg. Well, I wanted them to hear it here, you know, firsthand. We've moved to 1935 Mulberry Street in historic Cloverdale. That way, you know, they can come shop.
I love Cloverdale.
It's great.
Now, 1935 Mulberry, what are some of the landmarks around your building?
Well, next to me is the dress shop, Painted Pink. Across the street is Al's Flowers.
Okay.
And then next to me on the other side, there's the bee company. They make beehives and things like that. Pretty cool.
Wow.
And then you have, like, Barb's. And then you go up the street and you've got the Barkery that has the dog stuff. So there's a lot of different groups right around there, a lot of different stores around there that I think that we will do well with because they have a great customer base, and we'll just hopefully add to that.
I love Cloverdale. When I heard you were moving to Mulberry, I was really happy. And congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Obviously, this is a growth move for you. I noticed... These bags have been unopened.
Oh, yeah.
I've lost 35 pounds since last October.
Man.
And I have, with Rosie as my witness, and she won't even lie for me. And I control her fate, David. So I've been very judicious with these kinds of things. I'm not denying. Mm-hmm. I would have one. The problem is one is too many and a thousand, never enough of the great things. In fact, when we give away your gift certificate on Friday in the grand prize drawing, the biggest challenge you're going to have when you win that, you can be in that drawing tomorrow morning if you just call Jay and give him your first name and last initial, is how do you decide? It's like walking past your booth at the fair every year.
Oh, I know. Well, people come in and they'll say, I love these. I'll say, and I'm the world's worst. I've tried everything. I'm like the big kid that tries everything in the store to make sure what I like the best. And like what you just pulled out, I think, if I'm correct, that is a peanut butter crunch.
I probably should take this home to make sure that it is.
It is.
Peanut butter crunch.
It is peanut butter. I mean, it's chocolate with peanut butter in the middle with broken up pretzels and another layer of chocolate.
And here we have the Sweet Bama Burn. Tell us about these.
It's a different flavor. Have you ever had the Sweet Heat barbecue potato chips?
Yes, I have.
That is the flavor on, and it's all on top of a candy-coated pecan. So it's got a little sweet heat to it.
This is interesting. A couple of road kills.
Well,
tell me about these. I love that.
The story behind it is I had a lady that used to be my chef, and she was doing turtles. Well, she didn't, on the bottom, you have to seal them on the bottom with the milk chocolate. Well, she didn't seal them as well on the bottom as she should have, and I started seeing the caramel kind of creeping out, and I was like, I'm not going to throw away 400 pieces of candy. Now, I'm not stupid. I mean, I can't do it. So I took it, put it in the microwave, melted it all back together, dipped it back out, covered it in white chocolate, and called it roadkill.
That is brilliant. I think you deserve the Nobel Prize for candy for this incredible innovation. And these two, Rosie, I think I should probably...
Okay.
Take these home. I'm leaving enough stuff for everybody else. These pigs, Eddie Bader will eat everything. He'll clear the table like a hurdler. And we have cookies and other stuff. This is Tucker Pecan.
Yes.
This is the best.
Those are good.
So let's talk. The next event on the calendar is Mom's Day. It's about 5.5 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I can't recommend highly enough that you visit Tucker Pecan, and you've got gift packages and so forth, right?
Oh, yeah. And the thing that makes us different than everyone else in our business is you call us up and you say, my mother loves pecans. Can you fix up something? But she doesn't want this or she doesn't want that. Mm. We will specialize everything for your gift. I mean, that's what we do. We're that old, you know, we don't have self-checkout lines. Mm-hmm. We have it where you come up, a real person waits on you, and that's the way we want to do everything. We want everybody to come up and feel like they're back in Mayberry in 1968 and get that hometown treatment. That's what we do.
That's wonderful. You know, when I talk about Adam's Drugs, I coined a term, Mayberry-esque, which is that innocent, wonderful time when great products, great people, you were treated with respect and appreciated for bringing your business to a place. And I'm so glad that you and everybody I work with on my shows embraces that.
Well, I mean, your listeners, I love them. They come in and they shop, and you know, and that's what we do. We want people to come in and feel like they are, you know, they're the number one customer around, because they are.
I really appreciate that. On behalf of the listeners, thank you for the compliment. So once again, Tucker Pecan moving to a new, are you in the new location?
I am there.
1935 Mulberry.
At Mulberry, there's some parking spots, three parking spots up front, and there you pull around back, and there's some parking around back. I'm still working on getting my landscaping done, mm-hmm. So I've got to put my American flag out here this week.
See?
So.
Congratulations, and once again, for taking the American dream to the next level with your business, man. We so appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all y'all do for us.
All right, now we're ready for the 5 o'clock hour, and we've got big stuff coming up with that, because I'm looking at Fox Business and the Dow to